You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. So here at our show, we do what we say. We lean local into the local area and bring in things that are relevant locally, right? Enjoyed having Rod Gulham on with the Brown County Taxpayers Association last week, and of course the county executive, the mayor. And it's all about local, and that's not to say we're not concerned about what's going on in obviously DC and Gaza and everywhere else, right? But this next hour, we're going to just talk about something I'm really excited about this show, that's local to our community and something that I think we can all benefit from. We talk about the state of the attitude, right? That I say, oh, how are people feeling? And some people say that people are... what's their attitude like? Is it hopeful? Are they depressed? And but everyone, no matter where you fit in that variety of categories, we all have a couple issues that we'd like to work through. So I was thinking, okay, it's the holidays and the new year's starting, and some people are stressed out, other people are setting goals, and who can we get in here to really kind of tell us a little bit about their business? So there's a business that's in the incubator. And as you know, I started my business in the incubator some time ago, the Startup Hub, which is a great place run by the Chamber of Commerce and all sorts of business in there. There's an agricultural business, there's S&C machinery, but there's a business in there that you've got to stop in and talk to. And I think you will after you listen to this show. It's called Love Your Life Hypnosis. And this is run by Ken Dombrowski and his daughter, Lauren. And they are life coaches and hypnotists. Interesting combo. We're going to learn a lot more about that. But, you've heard the term life coaches. And I'm like, what does a life coach do? And when you think about where people who would go to see a life coach, and you know, I'll admit it, I've been to counselors before, but it's usually stress, anxiety, sometimes goal setting. I think that's cool. I think some people go see them when they're going through transitions in their life, and sometimes you just need a good coach, you know, for motivation, for health, relationships, career, whatever. So you're going to answer all these questions I have right in front of me here. See that? And first, welcome.
Thank you.
I mean, it's great that you guys are here. And what an interesting, I'm a manufacturing guy. So this is like super interesting to me, like when I saw you out in the hall. I don't know a lot about this, but I will in the next 45 minutes. So let me just tell me a little bit about your background and then how you got into this.
My background started out as I lived in Las Vegas for about 40 years of my life. My family moved there when I was about 3 years old. I lived there till about 42, 43 years old. And during that time, I became a general contractor at the age of 19, actually. I was far more ambitious than most people at that age, and became very successful. But what happened with, no matter how much success I enjoyed financially in business or even friends and relationships, and I'm very happily married for 30 years now to the most amazing woman on the planet, and of course daughter, my daughter Lauren is second most amazing person I've ever known. What happened was with all this success, I started feeling very, very sick, physically ill. Lots and lots of problems. And so starting in my early to mid 30s, I started needing to go to doctor's offices a lot. And at one point I counted up, collected about 22 autoimmune diseases and about six metabolic diseases. And this is a collection of over time, over multiple doctors, because they had no idea what was going on, but they were doing their best. And got to where we flew around the country to different clinics and even to South America for, stem cell treatment long before stem cell became to the United States. And And it was after that stem cell treatment in Ecuador, where I felt better for only about 2 weeks. It cost $100,000. It gave me 2 weeks worth of feeling okay. Not good, but okay. Mm-hmm. And I crashed again. I realized no doctor.
They'd have won a lot of money in Vegas to keep that up.
Yeah. And so I realized no doctor can heal me.
Right.
And what was really going on was I had not dealt with an extremely abusive childhood. I had both my parents had huge problems with drugs, alcohol. They were both very physically abusive to each other, to their children, emotionally abusive. And I didn't resolve any of that. I just kind of buried it down and pushed for success in life. And that really was a great fuel and motivator for me to be successful. So that's when I decided to start turning inward. So I started meditating. And then I found hypnosis. Now, this is going back a long time ago where you'd have to send away for CDs for hypnosis. Yeah. And they'd get shipped to you in the mail and you'd listen to them. So that was what really got me going into hypnosis. And then I found a local hypnotist, and that helped. And then I started feeling better and better and better, got healthier and healthier. And after a few-year journey, I decided, you know what? It would have been really great to have someone help me through this. That way I'd have a little more certainty instead of guessing what to do. So that's when I decided to retire from general contracting, a very successful business, and go into life coaching and hypnosis.
So I was right on the life coaching, right? I mean, the whole stress, goal setting. I mean, I know a couple of life coaches, but I want to pick up on, you know, why combine the coaching with hypnosis?
That is a great question. I do get that one a lot. I did start, as I mentioned, with the hypnosis, really making a big difference in my health and well-being. And so I started doing a little bit of hypnosis, working with some other people in their offices. And I noticed we can make fast turnarounds with people walk in and walk out. How they'd walk out would be different than how they came in. But it didn't last. What would happen is we'd get that same person calling a week or two later saying, hey, I felt great for 2 days, 3 days, and then it's gone again. And now I actually feel worse than before because I feel like I did something wrong or I'm so broken that there's no help for me. So that's when I realized, wait a minute, we're missing something here. I noticed that all the hypnotists that I've ever known or even worked with or associates, they really don't know anything about their client more than their name, phone number, email address, and credit card information. They don't, that's about it. So they're doing it, and I'm not trying to sound like someone who's I'm above it all or anything like that. I just found a different way.
Right.
So they would do what I call a generic hypnosis on someone that you'd, you know, just fill in the blank, you know. Okay, Jim, allow yourself to relax. Okay, Stacy, allow yourself to relax. That kind of thing. But it's a script. And I found that scripts are not personalized to this individual who's suffering in front of me.
Right.
So I need to get to know them as a person and know what their issues are, past and present, so I can better help them. And that's when I picked up the life coaching and merged the two together. And then I watched my clients just skyrocket with their success.
Wow. So who is probably not a good typical client. Is there a typical client?
Yeah, we get that question a lot too. And it's really interesting. Everybody is our typical client. I can say that everybody, and I do mean literally everyone, needs what we do. Might need only one or two sessions. You might need to come to me every week for a year. But everybody needs this because we all have stuff. We all have emotional baggage from our life that we're carrying with us that we don't know is still under the surface, bothering us, causing us problems, making us feel stuck, tired, exhausted, weak, things like that, mental fatigue, mental brain fog. Those things, a lot of those are being caused by underlying unresolved issues from our childhood. And it's that typical thing you hear about psychology. It's always your childhood. And I do mean always.
Yeah. Wow. Person, they may not know that.
Right.
They may not know it's a childhood, but I'm assuming they feel stuck or uncertain about life. It's just like, I'm not connected with.
I actually think this is the interesting part is I do all of the intakes for people. Huh? So I'm going to do all the initial calls and everything. And the one thing that, you know, seems to always be going on is there is just a little problem that needs solving, and it's just in the way enough that they want to fix it. So one of the most common reasons someone would call us is because they want to quit smoking. they need a smoking cessation or something like that. And then we actually have two different programs for that because there's stress smokers, there's habit smokers. And I go down this rabbit hole with them and I find out, okay, like you actually do have a lot of emotional damage going on. So we can't just sit down and do a smoking cessation for you. We need to work through the things that cause you to need to smoke in the first place. So it's a lot of that.
So, okay. That makes a lot of sense to me, right? They come in with an issue, but mm-hmm. then Ken, you're like, look, I got to get to know this person, dig a little deeper. And it's like, wow, it's not. Yeah. I called my brother this morning, you know, knowing you were going to be on here. And I was telling you earlier, I had a converting business. He worked for me and he bit his nails all the time. And I'm like, that drove me nuts. And he went to a hypnotist to get that fixed. I don't know if they dug deep. I got the bill, but he stopped biting his nails, which was like cool that it worked.
About how long ago was that?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, and there is a huge dynamic shift that we notice.
15 years ago, I was thinking maybe longer than that.
But we have so much going on in the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It wasn't 15 because I was mayor for 16 years and I sold the business and became, so 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. And that makes more and more sense. With all the social media stuff that we have so much happening in our mind. The, constant need for new information. We're constantly absorbing. The attention span mm-hmm. is down to like six seconds. For human beings, it used to be, the joke was, you know, years ago that the attention span of humans was declining from several hours at a time down to minutes, and said, well, the goldfish is only 10 seconds. And wouldn't that be terrible if we, you know, were in competition with the goldfish? Uh-huh. Well, the goldfish is winning. They're at 10 seconds. We're down to 6 seconds.
Wow.
So the reason that is important to understand is it impacts our subconscious mind, and it's constantly recalculating all the time. It doesn't rest. So it's harder to let go of habits today than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Interesting. So when someone comes in to see you, they may not know why. They have an issue. Like I said, Lauren, you do the intake and they're like, I got to quit smoking. I got to lose some weight or whatever they go to. Then you meet with them and really dig a little deeper.
Well, we call it an unwanted behavior. What is the unwanted behavior this person has? They might have smoking. They might have depression.
Right.
They might have anxiety driving over bridges. Any one of these, there's what we call unwanted behavior. Most people are going to have kind of a cluster of them. And then we have to find what is under the surface causing those, what started them and what keeps them going.
Okay. The counselors I've been to, it's always childhood. You know, I don't know that I totally buy that, but I mean, you just said it and I think they're right. But if people don't remember that, is that where the hypnosis comes in to get it out, or do you just talk to them and they recall it? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. It's kind of a combination. And that's where my unique, combination of life coaching and hypnosis comes together. Is we're using the life coaches to dig deep and find out the stuff under the surface. And then the hypnosis helps us let it go.
I want to talk a little bit more about that hypnosis. It's not creepy, but it's just different, right? Yeah. I want to talk about that because it works. And I want to talk about some of your successes. And this is interesting stuff. And I think, like you said, everyone needs it, you know?
Right.
And all right, we're going to be right back. We are talking with Ken Dombrowski, who is the president of Love Your Life Hypnosis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are talking about something that you'll all agree with the name of the company, Love Your Life, right? We all want to love our life because then you're happier. And it's Love Your Life Hypnosis. And so we're talking about the whole counseling part, the life coaching part, and people that may be suffering, but they're dealing with anxiety or career change or some kind of transition in their life. And then it's like, okay, I gotta go talk to somebody. So they go and they see Ken Dombrowski here at Love Your Life Hypnosis and talks to them. And you are one of, it's unique in that you combine the two together, but hypnosis is complementary. Would that be true? Like, are you a hypnotist or are you a life coach? And I know you're both, but is there one that, like, I would think hypnosis would be complementary to a clinical treatment or something, like drugs, right? You don't prescribe drugs, do you?
No, definitely not.
Right. So you're just, you know, I mean, it's...
Well, I've never done the math. I've thought about my life coach more, hypnotist more, kind of probably they just work hand in hand. So I look at it like this. The life coaching is an umbrella. And under the umbrella, one of the many techniques I use, the big powerful one is hypnosis. And I also use neuro-linguistic programming and Reiki energy healing and a few other modalities of healing. But of course, hypnosis is the big one.
All right. So today is January 4th. We all got our New Year's resolutions and drank to them, you know, on the 31st. And New Year's resolutions traditionally aren't sustained. They don't last.
Right.
Do you have advice? Do you play a role in that?
Well, yes. Our phone rings off the hook starting January 1st, January 2nd, throughout the month of January. So what we know is that research shows us this all the time is that the average person, when they make a New Year's resolution, it's going to be just done and gone by January 15th at the latest. Some research even suggests January 10th. But either way, that's not very good to fall out so fast. Well, the problem is that people they have a goal, they have something they want to accomplish. And let's just say, for example, someone wants to lose weight and get right in shape. That's a common one. Well, they're going to buy, you know, new gym shoes and they're going to get a gym membership and they're going to buy a new outfit to go to the gym and, you know, a Fitbit for their wrist and all this kind of stuff. And so they did this exterior thing to get ready, but they didn't do anything interior. So we can't change, I don't want to say can't. How about it's extremely difficult to change our exterior without changing our interior first? So we have to go deep inside and change the mindset. So, and it sounds kind of harsh, and but I have to apologize for myself all the time. I'm never trying to be mean, but I am going to be straightforward. We're also conditioned based on our life and our childhood. To where, let's say someone, they just have a give up loser mentality. And I'm not trying to be mean. Nah. I've had it myself. That's who you are at your core. That has to be changed before you can enjoy success in your life that's sustainable. So now even a person with a very negative mindset about themselves, maybe they don't feel deserving or worthy or what have you, they can make temporary change, but then they're always going to go back to their default setting.
Right. So I'm going to stay with the hypnosis part of it because I think life coaching people can go, but to really take advantage of hypnosis, you want people, they need to expect change, right? I mean, isn't their attitude like super important under hypnosis?
Absolutely. The attitude coming in is very important. A person has to be ready, willing to face their demons and do the work.
Right.
And that's even with hypnosis. There are different types of hypnosis where I can take in age regression throughout your life to different ages and face traumatic experiences. I can take you back into the womb and you can tell me what you're experiencing in the womb emotionally from your mother. And that contributes to how you can live your life afterwards. So there's lots of different types of hypnosis that we're working with. And it's all about letting go of the unknown problems.
I think attitude really matters too, because the best clients that we have are the ones that come in and they're done. They're sick of it. They want to make a change in their life. Like if someone comes in and they're like, I'm never picking up a cigarette again, you're going to be right. By the time you leave, that's not going to be something that you're going to do. There has to be kind of a commitment because that is the mindset. So walk in like you're going to leave with the result that you want.
I think that's true in a lot of things, right? I think, you know, people who expect change and are highly engaged tend to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important that people do that. And just to underscore that, I work at a homeless shelter and our intake is 3 hours. I don't know how long yours is, but it's a long time. But they need to want to get out of homelessness. Mm-hmm. I mean, chronic homelessness, some people are like, no, I don't want these rules. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But other people are like, that needs to be in my rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we can do that together. But so I think that's really that they have the right expectation if they're going to come and see Love Your Life Hypnosis. You know, we talked about your phone's going to ring off the hook and I want a few other people to call you too. But your phone number, and Laura, you answer the phone, is 920-445-4322. Or you can go to... What is it, Lauren, or is it who?
Yeah. So everything comes to me. So it's that would be going directly to me every single time. That's my number for the business. All and right. Then loveyourlifehypnosis.com.
All right. And I just want to talk about when we come back, how long, how much, if you don't mind sharing some of that. And, you know, what are people, the expectations? I mean, is this something you guys sign up for 2 years or can we do it in a couple months? You know what I mean? We'll answer that when we come back. All right. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. I'm learning a lot in this show, and I'm the host. I come in with questions, and sometimes we know the answers. This show, I don't know any of the answers, and it's really interesting to talk with Ken Dombrowski and his daughter, Lauren Dombrowski. These are people who run a company called Love Your Life Hypnosis, and we're talking about why people go to a life coach to begin with, right? And it can be stress. Do you do anything with, like, pain management? Is that part of your thing, too?
Yes.
So, right, and changing habits, improving confidence, just a lot of reasons to go see these people. And we're going to get into where they're located. They're located right here in Green Bay and on the west side. A little bit about, you know, what your expectations should be. But before we do, we want to thank a couple sponsors that make this show happen. And you've heard me talk about these businesses before, and I do business with both of them. Love them both. Of course, Nicolet Bank. And Nicolet Bank, who's been here 22 years, unbelievable growth. And they call themselves a community bank, and that's because they are. Their values are to be real, to be responsive, to be personal, to be memorable, and to be entrepreneurial. And they do it all. I mean, from helping people with farming to manufacturing to startup businesses, service businesses, to help you mortgage your home, your car. And then, of course, they have the whole wealth management division as well, where you can put your retirement fund and make sure that grows properly. And I love Nicolet. They're two guys who started that are Green Bay guys, Bob Atwell and Mike Daniels. And they do so much work. When I was in office, they were always one of my go-to people for help with Bay Beach, with the city deck, with events that are going on. And now, of course, working at the new community shelter, at the homeless shelter, they've been very, very supportive of us. And look, you're going to need a bank in life. Most people do. And just, you know, look around. There's good banks in Green Bay, but I happen to work with these guys for a number of reasons. And it's just real people that also help the community. They serve on commissions and boards and a ton of different organizations, and just appreciate what Nicolet does. So yeah, just Nicolet, easy to find, right? It's just nicoletbank.com, and they have everything on their website. Another easy website that you can go to is PellaWI.com, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They just moved over on French Road in De Pere. It's huge. I went to the ribbon cutting there, like 80,000 square feet, and they have quality product. My house is old, 1910 it was built, and you know, they come over and they redid all the windows there, and yet they do a lot of new construction as well, right? So they've got the whole plethora of different designs, you know, different panes that you want in the windows, and of course they're into doors as well. And people say, you know, that's a statement, your front door, and it really is. We look around, and so they helped us with that as well. Great financing packages, great consultants. They come over, it's free for them to come over with their laptop. They show you different designs in your house, so they take a picture and then they put the windows that you're thinking about in. It's just very cool the way they do it. And it's just a great company, great ambassadors who work there. It's a 90-minute consultation. It's free. So check them out too, PellaWI.com. So those are the two .com things you can do. And speaking of .com, we have a different type of business that we're talking to today, and it's called Love Your Life Hypnosis. And how interesting, because we all have issues that we want to talk to someone about. And not just talk about it. You want to work through it. And Ken was saying that so many of our behaviors are tied back to our childhood. And he helps find out what happened in your childhood that we can deal with, I guess. And that's part of it. And then the hypnosis really complements changing the behavior. So tell me where you're located, and can anybody come, or what do you... Lauren, you seem to be the innkeeper there, so...
Yep, that would be my department. But we're actually on the NWTC campus, the office building there. It's called the Startup Hub, 2701 Larson Road. We're on the first floor. Every single new person that comes in, they'll actually get walked back by me. We make it as personalized as possible in our offices. But yeah, basically just west side of Green Bay, NWTC is where you're going to find us. And everyone is going to start with a 20-minute discovery call before they even get to their 60-minute free consult, which would be the first time they would come in.
So 20 minutes on the phone. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to see who's calling. They can be like, you know, put the handkerchief over. They talk to you for 20 minutes. Is there something you look for? I mean, is there something you can't do? You know what I'm saying? I want to be respectful, because it seems like you can do everything, right? As long as the people want to make that change. So in your 20 minutes, is it really more explaining who and what you do? Because I think a lot of people don't understand the connection between life coaching and hypnosis, and you've explained that here.
Yeah, so I get relatively deep with people during the discovery call, because they do have to answer questions about what they're looking to do here. So I am going to be asking personal questions, and people, I've actually every single time open up really well. I've never had someone be like, I'm not telling you that or anything. Right. So it really is just a conversation where we talk about the personalization for them. Yeah. So it's never like a generic set. It's wherever the conversation takes me based on their needs and the different things that they're looking for. Because like you said, he has so many modalities. We're not just life coaching and hypnosis. We're Reiki and NLP and regression hypnosis. So like, I have to kind of tell people specifically what matters for them. And also I make people feel better a little bit too. Like, it starts with me. It doesn't start when you come in for that 60-minute free consult. You already should feel good about the idea of hypnosis and working with us before you even meet the person doing the hypnosis.
And the fact that they're so open means they want to do it.
Correct, which is a huge part of right. what we're doing.
Because that's important. So you set up their appointment, and there's no cost for that 20 minutes that you talk to them. And then they go and see Ken, who is the director. Or the what is, you're not a doctor, but you're...
My title is a master hypnotist and executive okay. life coach.
Okay, that sounds expensive. All right, so... They come to see you, and that's an hour that you talk to them yes. for free. Right. Wow. Do you hypnotize them at that time just to kind of test the water?
During the consult, no. Okay. We don't do hypnosis there. But I do have a first thing, they're going to fill out a questionnaire online before they come in. So that gives us a starting point of some of the issues of their life that need to be addressed. And so we talk about that a little bit, and we go a little bit deeper. For me, one of the biggest things that I think that it helps people become very comfortable very quickly is that I validate. No one is alone. Your situation, no matter what it is not unique. You're not the only one to ever go through it. No. So helping people understand that you're not the only one to have anxiety or this kind of fear or whatever it might be, you can just see them decompress and feel relief just from knowing that. And then we can really roll with it and talk more.
That is so true. I took some courses and some... That is so true that once they realize they're not alone, it's like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. Now, how can you help me? But that's neat. Could you guys, you know, I don't use any names, of course, but can you give me an example of someone and how long they were there? And just want to share a story or two with our listeners?
Well, you know, yeah, we could go on all night with stories, success stories. One that just comes to mind, we had a great young man a couple of years ago, probably about 25, 26 years old at the time. And his grandmother actually reached out and found us because he was living in her basement for 2 or 3 years at that point. No job, no friends, just stayed in the basement watching TV, playing video games and whatnot, wasting his life away because he was just too afraid to leave the house. And actually got him to come to the consult, and he cried through the entire consult, decided to do it. He got his grandmother, helped him with the financing, pay for it. And he cried for probably the first 2 or 3 sessions. He cried quite a bit. And then I pointed out to him in probably his 4th session, I said, did you notice you haven't cried today? And he didn't recognize it until I pointed it out to him. When you can see that kind of progress in just 3 weeks, what we do is we have an 8-session program. It's once a week, 8 weeks in a row.
Oh, okay.
So if in the 4th session, you've already stopped something that you've been doing every day. He told me he'd just sit in his basement and cry periodically, and you know, it'd just be just very painful, sorrowful life that he had. So when you can see that kind of progress in just 4 weeks, now you really have someone motivated. He's got excited about his life. By the time he finished did he do 8 or 16?
He did 16. He was with us for 4 months.
He did do 16, 2 8-session programs back to back. And by the end of that time, he actually got a job halfway through, applied for a better job, got that better job, left the first job, went to the second job for a better pay. By the time he graduated the program, actually that final session, that 16th session, I remember asking him, what happened to that guy who came in and cried through the first three sessions? And I'll filter it a little bit for your audience. He said, I pushed him down the effing stairs.
There you go.
And he said it with a great big smile on his face. And then he followed up with us about 2 months, 3 months later. He had bought a motorcycle so he can get around, something he always wanted. He had a girlfriend for the first time in his life, and he was planning on moving out of his grandmother's basement soon because he was saving up enough money.
Wow.
So we're talking huge turnarounds. We get calls and cards and whatnot from our past clients all the time. Actually, if it's a phone call, they're crying. I'm going to cry because they're so happy with where their life has changed. We get people coming in that are drug addicts, alcoholics. We get so many folks. It's just so sad that are suicidal because they just have no hope.
Yeah.
They cannot see any possibility. And then they say, what the heck? Let's try this crazy thing called hypnosis and life coaching and see what happens. Everything else has failed, but let's try it. And then we actually like being the last stop because that means people they're well identified with what their problems are and who they are, what they've got going on.
And they may try really hard saying, this guy can do it. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I guess you answered the question, but there's, you know, what problems do people usually come in with? It's such a variety. Mm-hmm.
Anxiety and depression are the two biggest.
And that's the big in this country, too. Yeah. I mean, you look at the drugs, it's like, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
People are
taking. Well, those people, it's just heartbreaking to listen to their stories, how they've been in therapy. And I'm not trying to beat up on therapy. Therapy has its place. I'm definitely not trying to say anything negative. But we'll get folks who have been in traditional therapy for 10 years, 20 years. And they feel worse and worse every year, constantly talking about the same stuff over and over and over, and it just doesn't get anywhere. Well, that's the difference between therapy And what we do is that we're going to take the exact same information and bring reconciliation to it. You're going to reconcile with it. We're not going to bring closure to it. That doesn't even make sense. Well, we reconcile it to where it's like, ah, I can live with this memory in my head happily and joyfully.
That's really interesting what you just said, because like I told you, I'm not, I know counselors. And it's like one of the questions I asked her is like, what is closure? And she said what you kind of said. They're really, that's not a good word. It's dealing with it.
Right.
And yeah. Would anyone do one without the other, or is it definitely a combination?
I'm actually glad you asked that, because we will never do hypnosis without life coaching, but we will do life coaching without hypnosis, because we cannot personalize your hypnosis without talking to you through that life coaching. So yeah, it's love your life hypnosis, but you need the life coaching in there.
All right, that's cool. All right, we got another segment left. And this is, I'm going to sign up for this. Kyle, this is awesome stuff, isn't it? All right, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are here with the Dombrowskis, who own Love Your Life Hypnosis, and they are helping a lot of people, and they're going to help the host.
Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. They keep trying too quick for the line they throw. I walk to the sound of my...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are talking with some very interesting people who have got a unique business here in Green Bay called Love Your Life Hypnosis. And as we were talking earlier, they complement each other. The coaching part, kind of what are your goals, or what are you anxious about, depressed about? And they dig pretty deep. I don't know if that's the right term, but and they find out a lot of this stuff goes back to our childhood. It's things that happened back then, and we need to deal with that. And it's and they have hypnosis as well that helps with the sustainability and getting people back on where they need, where they want to be, right? Mm-hmm. Where they want to be. Let me ask you though: can everyone be hypnotized?
The simple rule of thumb is anyone who wants to be hypnotized can be hypnotized. If you do not want to be, I can't do anything.
Okay. That is because sometimes they bring hypnotists and not people like professionally like you that do the life coaching, but to sales meetings. Mm-hmm. And they just make fools of those people up there.
Yeah.
I mean, man, they had this guy like this microphone stand, and they like, this microphone said that when I count to 8 or what a 10, and that microphone stand will be the most beautiful girl you have ever seen in your life. And this guy's just like making out with this microphone stand. And mm-hmm. I mean, you're never going to run for office. If you do, you're not going to get elected. I mean, but people eating ice cream cones and so they have to want to do that. That's kind of weird, though, isn't it?
I don't do the entertainment stuff.
No,
I never liked it. Because for me, it's all about healing. I tell people I'll never make you cluck like a dog or bark like a chicken.
Which is what they do. All right. And can you share, we just talked about the entertainment side, and when I heard you or when I called you to come on here, what are some of the misconceptions you hear about hypnosis?
Well, of course, like you just said, the first one is, how do I know I can be hypnotized? And of course, that answer is very simple. Common misconception is that it's mind control, and it definitely is not. I can have someone in the deepest, darkest, heaviest hypnosis. I actually crafted one over the years called the hypnotic coma, and that's going to be someone who's suffering with great pain, like maybe from migraine headaches or cancer pain, and I put them in that for an hour just so their body can get relief from pain so it can heal better. You can be in a hypnotic coma, and if the fire alarm was to sound off in the building, your eyes would open wide open and you'd get up and walk out. You're not going to get stuck in a hypnosis. It's not mind control. I can't make you go rob a bunch of banks and bring me the money. None of that doesn't work that way. You say something outrageous like that to someone in a hypnosis, their mind might just simply dismiss it, or they might even pop their eyes open and say, "What the heck did you just say to me?" So,
so there's some safety, there's some ethics in there. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm sure there are. Tell me a little bit about your certification, or like it's an interesting field. It's I want to say it's kind of like magic, but it's kind of a cool thing that you do, but you take it a step where you really, really help people, you know? Right. And I'm thinking, but like, tell me a little bit about the training or certifications.
Well, years ago as I mentioned earlier, a little bit, got some CDs that I ordered, you know, mail order CDs of hypnosis and how to do it. And that kind of got me started, worked a little bit here and there, a couple of different clinics. And, but what I found was really difficult to get a good organized, structured education in it. But I did find many years ago, it's actually was called Bennett Stellar University, a university of life coaching and hypnosis.
Wow.
And so that's when I was able, that's where I brought the life coaching in to the hypnosis and got more formalized kind of a training. And so it's it did go out of business. The owner passed away years ago, but that
was big for you.
That was really big for me because it just formalized my education.
That's great. And I think it's great that you're at the Startup Hub. You're, you know, 2701 Larson.
2701
but
Larson.
But they're going to call you first because you have that fun entertainment, not entertainment, but that fun encouraging phone call at 920-445-4322. Or you can just email Lauren at
Lauren at your exec life coach.com.
Exec life coach. Okay. .com. All right. People got to check that out. And if it's free, why not? And everyone, right. Can we all agree that everyone's struggling with something?
We love for people to get that free discovery call, come in for that free consult. Whether or not you sign up or not, that's really the least of what we're looking for. What we're looking for is to help educate people.
Yeah.
So when you come to a free 1 hour consult, you're going to get a presentation that's going to help you understand why you have been having the problems you're having and what you can do about it with or without us.
And mind you, we work with someone from the age 8 to 80. So that's what we say, 8 to 80. So this isn't just for adults. This is for teens, kids, everything like that.
Lots of kids.
Love your life hypnosis. Give them a call or tell your friends, try this. We've tried a lot of other things. And as you said, sometimes this is the last stop, but it's the best stop too. All right. So today is January 4th and Happy New Year to everyone. We've got a football game today.
Yeah, we do.
Are we still in it?
Yeah, we clinched the playoffs last week when the Lions lost.
Okay.
So, it doesn't really matter what happens this week. We're just seeing who we're facing the following, Bears or the Eagles.
So we had Mark Murphy on here, a month ago?
Yeah.
And he said, and he doesn't even work for the Packers anymore, but he said, look, I really think this is our year.
You know, I would have agreed with him without all the injuries that the Packers have had, so... But now it's...
You're not betting heavy on them?
There's so many injuries. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. Anyway, we're glad to have them. That just makes for a lot of fun. We sure had a good time at that Ravens game. I mean, even though we got our butts kicked, it wasn't that cold. And I think the energy there was a lot of fun. So anyway, well, thanks for joining us on Lean Local. Next week, we have another special guest coming in. And really happy New Year to everyone. You know, get those resolutions. Keep your resolutions. And if you need some help... Love your life, hypnosis. We'll be back next week with Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.